And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, June the 22nd, 2010. It was on this day, 1878, Walt Whitman took a steamboat ride up from New York City, up the Hudson River, and wrote a note to his niece, Hattie. Said it was a fine day, he had a delightful journey past the Palisades and Yonkers, past the Catskills, and up for a visit with John Burroughs, who, Walt Whitman said, had plenty of strawberries and cream and something I especially like, plenty of sugared raspberries and currants. It's the birthday of the novelist Erich Maria Remarque, born in Osnabrück, Germany, 1898. He fought in World War I for Germany on the Western Front, suffered shrapnel wounds in one battle, spent the rest of the war in the hospital. And after the war, he started work on his novel All Quiet on the Western Front, came out in 1929, an account of World War I through the eyes of the disillusioned soldiers. One of the characters says, "I am young, I'm 20 years old, yet I know nothing of life but despair, death, fear, and fatuous superficiality cast over an abyss of sorrow. We are forlorn like children and experienced like old men. We are crude and sorrowful and superficial. I believe we are lost." And it's the birthday of science fiction writer Octavia Butler, born Pasadena, 1947. When she was just 12, she watched a movie on television in which Martians arrive on Earth. And she thought, "I can write a better story than that." And so she did. She went on to become a best-selling science fiction writer, one of the only African-American women in that field, author of many books, including Parable of the Sower, Kindred, Fledgling, and in 1995 she became the first science fiction writer to win the MacArthur Genius Award. Here's a poem for today by Richard Newman entitled Wild Game. When my great-grandma Lizzie moved to town, her husband promptly sent her to finishing school. For none of the dainty china or fancy jewels, houseful of servants, or elaborate evening gowns smoothed her backwoods edges or prettied her mouth, its vocabulary rich in profanity. She circled higher circles, flattered their vanity, but kept the dishes that made her famous in the South, raccoon in Barbary sauce, Grand Pacific game pie with woodcock or snipe, herb-roasted otter, Spanish fricasseed rabbit garnished with roses. It wasn't that her wildness was tamed. Lizzie used the finishing they taught her to sneak the savagery in under their noses. Roast haunch of venison, roast possum with cranberry sauce, hare pie, quail on toast points, Merkel turtle stew, and the most famous dish of all, cherry blossom gravy, dumplings, and beer-battered squirrel. But even when she cooked domesticated fare, she made it game. Neighbors hated to watch her grab a backyard hen, twirl it over her head, and with a snap of the wrist, launch the headless bird into the air, to land veering like a top, too tightly wound, and raining a trail of blood on the dry ground. And though its comb went limp, the eyes would stare accusingly from Lizzie's bloodied fist. A poem, Wild Game, by Richard Newman from his collection Borrowed Towns, published by Word Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, producers of Poetry Everywhere, a new series of films featuring contemporary poets. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. And by Novo Nordisk, since 1923, innovative developer of diabetes treatments and delivery devices at novonordisk-us.com. Produced by our technical director, Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.